Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you're transferring?
Ruben Zepeda.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi, Ruben. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. And Ruben, would you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, in the Roundup.
Okay. Again, my name is Carolina, and this is a recorded line. Now, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No attorney, nothing.
Okay. So no paperwork has been signed with another agency, nothing like that, right?
No paperwork signed, nothing.
Okay, sounds good. And was it yourself, Ruben, that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know by any chance, Ruben, the type of the type of non-Hodgkin's that it was?
Type B.
Okay. And was this the diffuse large B cell?
It was a type B cell lymphoma.
Okay. So there's different B cell ones that do pop up. I see diffuse large B cell. I see B lymphoblastic. Do you know which one of those rings a bell?
Hold on, you was breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat the question, please? I couldn't really hear you.
Yeah, of course. I do see a diffuse large B cell lymphoma. That sounds like the closest to what you were describing. Is that the one?
Yeah. B cell lymphoma.
Okay, the B cell lymphoma. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And was this the only diagnosis that you've had from the non-Hodgkin's?
What was that again?
Have you had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's? Or was it just this one?
You said more than one diagnosis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, can you repeat that again? I'm trying to understand you better.
Yeah, no worries. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis, or is it just this one?
Oh no, this is the only one. Okay. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma,
yeah.
Only one.
No worries, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was a little confusing.
I'm sorry about
that. And Ruben, when was it that you were diagnosed?
September 2018.
Okay, September 2018. And how old were you at the time?
29 years old.
Okay. And where did you spray the Roundup? Was this at home?
Hello? Okay, I didn't hear you. What was the question?
Yeah. Did you use the Roundup at home or was this at work?
Yeah, it was a residential.
Okay. And do you have the address of where you did spray it?
Yeah, I sprayed it.
Do you know if any other family members or friends, any neighbors, use the spray that you know of?
Only the sprays that I have here in my house.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
What did you say?
Do you have a birth certificate?
Did you say a birth certificate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a birth certificate.
Hello?
Do you have a birth certificate?
I do have a birth certificate, but I don't have it with me.
That's okay. How many years did you spray the Roundup, Ruben?
Four times a month.
Okay. Four times a month, and for how many years?
5 years.
Okay, for 5 years, then. Okay. And it is a little redundant, but I agree, yes or no. Ruben, did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. Did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the U.S.?
Yes, I'm a U.S. citizen.
Okay, perfect. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, an organ transplant, hepatitis B or C, autoimmune disease, any of those?
No, I just got tested and I was clean for everything.
Okay. Sounds good. And do you have any family
Never been
history of
diagnosed.
cancer?
My family doesn't have a history of cancer.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And your first name was this Ruben?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have a middle name, Ruben?
Miguel.
Miguel, Miguel?
Yes.
Okay. And last name?
Zepeda, Zepeda.
Okay. Zepeda, Z as in zebra, Epeda. Is that right?
Yeah, Peda, yes.
Okay. And that was P as in Paul.
He has a paw, he has an elephant, he has a dog, he has an apple.
Perfect. Okay, and do you have a suffix to your name?
Well, I did have a son, he's a junior, so I guess you could say I'm a senior, but I guess you could say that.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, Ruben?
I'm a male.
Okay, and what was your marital status?
Marital status, I'm single.
Okay, what was your date of birth?
Or 20, 1989.
Okay, again, that was 4/20/1989.
Yes.
Okay, and your social?
My whole social?
Yeah.
622. 26, 36, 44.
Okay, I got 6/22/26/36/44. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your cancer? Was this like a commercial, something you saw on social media? How did you find out?
I see it on Facebook and Instagram and social media.
Okay. On social media. And when was this? Was this recently?
No, just commercials that pop up every so often. It's been a while already. It's like the camp, the June
Yeah.
one. How they say
Yeah.
people, you see an ad like that. It was already a while back.
Yeah. And when did you find,
I
like,
see.
was this last year that you found out?
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a couple years.
Okay. No worries. And what's your current height, Ruben?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". Do you know your weight?
I'm about 200.
Okay. And do you have an email address that you use?
Yeah, Ruben Zepeda 2300 at gmail.com, my full name.
Okay. So that was again Ruben Zepeda. And then what was the number?
2300 at gmail.com.
Perfect. 2300@gmail.com. And the phone number to reach you is
Yeah.
the 350 area code one.
The 350 area code one, and this is area code for out here.
Okay.
Different area code now.
Okay. Okay. And again, it is a little redundant, but I have to ask, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using the Roundup? Was it like 2013 around there?
Yes.
Okay. 2013. And when was the very last time that you used it? Was it in 2018?
Yes,
Okay.
September, I think.
Okay, September of 2018.
Yes.
Okay. And you started feeling symptoms. Is that why you stopped using it?
Yes, I was feeling somebody was walking by me. What was your question? You're talking about symptoms?
Yeah, is that why you stopped using it?
Yes, I was getting chest pain, swollen lymph nodes in the neck, coughing, just discomfort, sweats, stuff like that.
Yeah. And do you still feel anything like that to this day?
Sometimes depending on the weather, you know what I mean, and stuff, and how I'm feeling. I do get sick easily. Yeah, I just had the runny nose the other day, so it just depends.
I understand, and I'm sorry about that. Do you remember how
it was?
Do you remember how the Roundup was applied, Ruben? Like a hand sprayer that it comes with, or was it more like a backpack?
It was like a spray bottle you used to hold, and I was spraying like that.
Yeah, like a hand sprayer.
Okay. Like a hand sprayer, yes.
And was it the concentrated that you have to add water to, or did it come pre-mixed for you?
Concentrated.
Okay, the concentrated. Okay, and where did you spray it around the house? Was it the front yard, the backyard? Can you be a little specific?
All over around the house, the backyard, side yard, anywhere around the weeds, the grass, you know?
Okay, yeah, no worries. And did you ever wear any protective gear, any glasses, gloves, mask, anything?
Not really, because, I was just, it just feels like you were just spraying water on the leaves, but really it wasn't. It was a chemical, so, I didn't really pay too much attention to it or what would happen, to you. But, I guess over time it just started messing with me.
Yeah, and again, I completely understand. Where was it that you were using the product? What state was this?
California.
Okay, in the state of California. Okay.
Mhm. Yeah.
And it asks how many exposures you've had in your lifetime. Okay, so I'll do the math on my end. If it was about 4 times a month, that'd be about 48 times a year, and then over the course of 5 years, it's about 240, including small touch-ups here and there. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Even though I'm bad at math, but it sounds accurate.
No worries. Okay. And did you ever have any exposure to any other herbicides, benzene, Agent Orange, anything like that?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, have you had any exposure to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And where was the Roundup purchased? Was this at a Home Depot, Walmart?
It was CVS, Walgreens.
Okay. CVS, Walgreens. Okay. And do you have
Walgreens,
any
CVS? I don't know if I have any receipts, but I got bottles laying around the house.
Okay. I see. Okay, so if you have any around the house, we do recommend you don't destroy or tamper with any of those bottles. But I will make sure to keep this information in your file here. Now, have you ever smoked at all, Ruben?
I'll take a picture. Smoke? No.
Okay. No. And are you currently employed?
Right now, no, I'm not.
Okay, no worries. Have you ever lost time away from work because of your, any treatment or conditions?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Was this in 2018?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. And how long?
Unemployment. All that.
Okay. How long in total would you say that you lost time away from work?
It fluctuated, because I was with the union, so whenever they sent me to work, so it just fluctuated on the times.
Oh, I see.
Depending on how I felt or how I was feeling that day or whatnot. But I used to just do light stuff, light duty.
Okay. No worries. Do you have any military background, Ruben?
No military background.
Okay. And have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed for disability, or filed for workers' compensation claims?
No.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy or been convicted of a crime other than minor traffic offenses?
No.
Okay, perfect. And do you know the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Kent Adler.
You said Kim, what was the last name?
Kent Adler.
Adler, okay.
Yeah,
and where?
Adler, I don't know if I'm saying that.
No worries. Let me see. Was that Kenneth?
Dr. Kent Adler.
Okay, Dr. Kent Adler. And was this in California, in San Mateo?
San Mateo County in Rebel City.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I did find Dr. Kent Adler. He's an oncologist here in California. Perfect. And where was the hospital where you were diagnosed and treated?
You mean the address?
Just the name of the place.
It was UCSF Cancer Center, Rebel City Hospital.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I wasn't able to find you. You said UCSS?
UCSF Cancer Center, Rebel City Hospital.
Okay. Okay, when I search this up, it autocorrects to the Moores Cancer Center at the UC San Diego Health. Was it that one or no?
No. The hospital name is UCSF Cancer Center, Rebel City. 2900 Whipple Avenue, Suite 130, Rebel City, California, 94062.
Okay. Just one second, okay? And you said that was River City, like R-I-V-E-R?
No, Redwood City. Redwood City, California.
Got it. Okay, that was my mistake.
Yeah, Redwood. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. Okay, I see UCSF, Kansas City. I'm sorry, Cancer Center, Redwood City. And this was in Whipple Avenue, is that right?
Yeah, 2900 Whipple Avenue, Suite 130, Rebel City, California, 94062.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. And was this the same place where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the same doctor as well that diagnosed and treated you?
Yes, Dr. Ken Adler.
Do you have the medical records for this, by the way?
No, I get the medical records from the hospital. Give me some time as proof. I got NHL due to exposure of the record.
Okay. And remind me, you said you have remaining symptoms, kind of like the low immune system. You know, you get sick every now and then. Was there anything else that you'd want us to mention?
What was that question?
Yeah, do you have any other conditions that are long-lasting from the diagnosis?
No, sometimes I just get sick here and there, but I don't know if it's from the diagnosis or not.
Right,
I can't really tell. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. And what treatment did you receive for this? Did you get stem cell transplants, chemotherapy, radiation?
I got chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and pain medication.
Okay. And when did you start the treatment? Was this right away?
You mean when?
Yeah, was it around September of 2018 as well when you started it?
Yeah, September 18, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, September, yeah.
2018. Okay. Okay, and what was your primary address as of right now, Ruben?
1216 Myrtle Street, MYRTLE, Myrtle Street, Charlotte, California, 95380.
Okay, so again, that was 1216 Myrtle Street in Turlock, California, 95380. Was there an apartment number or is this a house?
No, it's a house.
Okay, perfect. Great. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Ruben, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
My girl cousin.
Okay, and does she live with you or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and what was your cousin's name?
Sophia Cepeda. Sofia, and same last name as mine.
Okay. Again, your last name is Zepeda, right?
And Z as in zebra, E as in elephant, P as in Paul, E as in elephant, D as in dog, A as in apple.
Okay, perfect. And what was Sophia's phone number?
209-276 9724.
Okay, perfect. And you said she was your cousin, right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So I just want to go over some very basic information here, Ruben, just to make sure I have it correct on my end. Okay. I see here that you did use a Roundup for about 5 years and you were diagnosed with the lif diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
I see Ruben, Ruben, Miguel, Miguel, Zepeda, Senior, Zepeda, born April 20th of 1989, and social was 622263644. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Now I am just going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I'm a DocuSign real
Okay.
well.
Perfect. Perfect. So I'm just going to draft this. Do you want this sent to your email, to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
You can do either both, it don't matter.
Okay.
Text message.
Okay. I'll do text message. I know that one usually pops up a little faster too. Okay, I'm just drafting it and then I'll let you know when I do send it.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it. Let me know when you receive that, okay?
All right, on the text message.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got it. I got the document signed right now.
Perfect.
Okay, let me check it right now. Okay, yes, I am. Okay, so what you want me to do?
Okay, so you're just gonna go ahead and open that up, and then it's basically just following all the yellow boxes. I like to say just follow the yellow brick road. It's gonna have next and continue buttons, and then you're just
You
gonna.
want me to put my signature?
Yes. Again, this is for the attorneys to pull up your medical records. They do need consent for that.
Okay, all right. I'm signing it right now.
Perfect.
Initials. Right. Initials. 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 All right, finish. All right, so you're done signing.
Okay, I did just receive it on my end. Okay, Ruben, now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you a quick text message as well. It's going to have my contact information, the attorney's contact information. Like it says in the text message, I wouldn't recommend reaching out within the next 48 hours. It does take a while for them to process the paperwork, but once they do, they're going to give you a quick call. They're just going to verify some information super quickly. And then once they do, you can always reach out for any case-related questions. And until then, you can reach out to myself. You can send me a message, and I'll be more than happy to help. Okay, Ruben?
I appreciate your help a lot. Thank you very much.
Of course. And I hope you have a great day, and I hope your case goes very well, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.